Recently, a post on by Zhao Hao has reported a college girl who spent only 1,000 RMB traveling in Suzhou while working in a hostel in exchange for free living. And this is not the only case. What have I been doing with my life? It seems that something called working exchange trips have become a popular means of traveling on a budget among the youth, i.e. college kids. So is this the new way of traveling? Does it have kind of an age limit? Is it safe? I think we have a lot of questions. Guys, tell me what's going on with this.
Well, according to Baijiahao.baidu.com, this college junior girl named Fu Yu from Liaoning province has conducted this working exchange trip to Suzhou, Jiangsu province, during her winter break. She just only spent only about 1,000 RMB, and she worked in the local hotel, or we call it hostel, 2 hours per day at the reception table and helped do those housing cleaning in there. And it's the hostel is near to the Suzhou railway station, so she does that, and she got free accommodation and also meals. And so she spent 20 days over there, and she went to all kinds of beautiful places in Suzhou region. Wonderful, wonderful idea.
Yeah, wonderful idea.
Wait, wait. So tell me about her budget. Let's talk about her budget for this.
The budget, the train to Suzhou only cost 450 yuan. And the plane ticket back to Shenyang, where she studies, is 800 yuan. So combined bus and subway tickets, the total would be 1,300 RMB. But luckily, she just spent merely nothing else, you know. It's just the best deal. I mean, that's the best deal ever.
I mean, what's up, man?
Well, the king is trying to do some math here, actually. I'm trying to figure out how much she would have spent if she didn't stay at this hostel and help out. I mean, I was thinking maybe a decent hotel room in Suzhou is going to cost about 200 yuan a night. And 20 nights are going to be 4,000 yuan, right?
Yeah,
and then
that
food,
sounds right.
Let's say food is 100 yuan a day, and then that's going to be amount to 2,000 yuan during the 20 days.
All right.
Well, the
where
king
are you
is
going
doing
with
the
this?
Calculation.
Your Majesty.
So,
where are you going?
So by my calculation, I think she must have saved about 5,000 yuan for this 20-day trip.
Ooh, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Indeed.
That's more impressive when you have these figures compared together.
Indeed.
So then this, what is this? This kind of new way of traveling, work exchange trips. I'm an old man now. Well, I said I'm a young old man, okay? That's what we like to be called. But definitely not a college kid. Working exchange trips, is this something that is good for the youth? Is it something only the youth can do? What do you guys think?
Well, there was a twist in the story, and this young girl, Fu Yu, was planning to visit a southwestern part of the country. And then her parents had little concern about the safety issue. It's not safe in that part of the country, just that there's been an unfortunate incident in her family. A relative of hers, I think, was scammed in that part of the country. And then they thought maybe it's not wise for a little college girl to travel alone to that river, to the very
so
remote part of the country.
They were worried about her safety.
They were worried about her safety. And then after much discussion and argument, they decided that maybe Fu Yu would go to an eastern part, like to Suzhou. And then her parents agreed. And then that was how she made the trip.
Okay. Yeah. And Liu Min, you had mentioned that you've done quite a bit of traveling.
And
was that by yourself? Or can you talk a little bit about that?
By myself, backpacker, and I also stayed in a hotel.
So you're the OG, traveler of traveling alone?
Yeah, in the early 2000s.
The original.
Know.
Okay, so tell me about your experience.
I was backpacking to Scotland. I stayed in a hostel in Edinburgh, and the basic accommodation was only £10 per night. But then I was lack of money, so I asked the owner of the hostel, said, can I do some cleaning for you so I can save up some money for my lunch, because I'm going to visit the big castle in the middle downtown area. So she said, okay, why not? So you just clean, and three stories of that building. I clean everything, every toilet, every kitchen. So, and then I saved up a lot on accommodation, and then I went to the big castle.
Yeah, so let me ask you a question. You did this by yourself.
By myself.
Okay, and so you did some work and you were able to save some money.
Yeah.
Did you like this experience? Did you like this experience?
Sure.
And did you feel safe?
Oh, I feel really safe.
Okay.
Because Scotland was quite a safe place, and those people were very friendly, and they know a lot of Chinese people, a lot of Chinese students go there, and also some European students go there. So they trust those students also.
Yeah.
So you can, like a kind of a mutual beneficiary thing for you to do. You just find a very cheap hostel, and some of those cheap hostels, you can find multiple beds in the same big room, and where you can stay in there with males also, male students.
Oh, my goodness.
So you got the non-smoking room and the smoking one. So I go to the non-smoking room. So I felt really insecure because after I fall asleep, I don't know whether other things would happen to me, right?
Right.
Indeed, there are other male students or male young people there.
Right.
So I hold myself tight up and in the quilt, but it was quite safe trip. Mm. So that was a wonderful, wonderful experience for young students.
So there's a reason hostels are cheap. It's not always the most comfortable room or your own room and these kind of things. So sometimes you're sharing a room, hopefully with other ladies, but sometimes also maybe with the opposite sex. I think there's a lot of reasons people are a little like skeptical of this form of traveling.
I never stayed in a hostel before.
You've never stayed in a hostel? No. Well, go book a hostel tonight and do some investigative reporting, Liming.
Yeah, I should do that.
It is an experience. One of the cool things about hostels is, in my opinion, Leo Min, tell me if you agree, you get kind of the inside scoop of the place. These people know it all around, you know?
I thought you were saying the inside scoop of a toilet.
No. I mean, unless you're cleaning it to stay there, then that might be the case. But hey, all I'm saying is these people know where to go. I think oftentimes they're offering you cheap accommodation because they're proud of what they want to show, and in which case you're going to see the coolest thing.
Yeah.
Hotels, they're interested in making money. They're like, Lord Liming, welcome.
Yeah.
It is good to have royalty here. You should visit our dining cafe. No, don't go see any sights. Just stay here and visit the Dolce & Gabbana store. It's very famous.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just like, you go to this place, but maybe you visit places that are all over the place.
Mm.
Whereas maybe these hostels are all about getting you from A to B to C to D to check out everything and anything, and it's cheap.
Mm.
Right? The amen? Can I get an amen, girl?
Yeah, of course. And you got a chance to talk everyone in the big house, including the owner and all the other young people in the kitchen. And I literally learned how to cook pasta from an Italian guy.
Ooh.
And also how to make sushi from a Japanese girl. So because we make our food in the big kitchen as young people, right? So those kind of hostels, you can imagine everything can happen.
There was also someone teaching you how to do French kiss.
No,
specifically, but teaching people how to do.
You know, something very interesting too is that now there's this thing called couch surfing. It's an app, and it's almost like a very intimate hostel. I'm still very skeptical of this. I've used hostels, but this is a new level of kind of relying on somebody else and trusting them.
Yeah.
But basically, for free, you can stay and be hosted by somebody living where you want to go. You sleep on their couch.
Yeah.
So we're seeing these kind of very easy ways to travel now more than ever. And I think college kids who are the youngest, they don't have jobs tying them down like we do.
Yeah.
They're going out and they're seeing the world. I think this is great. It paints a great future. It's a world with more connections, more understanding, more culture being shared. Guys, there's many ways to do this. If you want to do more exchange, there's the worldwide opportunities on organic farms, also known as woof. Woof, woof, woof. Like a dog. Anyways, guys, this is volunteering on organic farms, but they host you. You can stay there and exchange for work, I guess, free room and board. There's also au pairs, My mom did that. In France, she was an au pair. So she took care of somebody's family and was able to live in France. She loved it.
Ooh.
So guys, these options are out there if you want to travel, if you want to see the world. And so I would suggest you do it.